start out with Russia tomorrow.
Let's begin, and then we'll get to the Tisus. Okay, we got there's a ship. Okay, let's begin. Ikadamri. What does Ikadamri mean in Shas? A second Lashon. Ikadamri means a second Lashon. Now, Ikadamri Amar Rava, there's another version of Rava, V'chein Lin and Gittin. Now, how does that contrast what he said on Beis V'Beis? He said, Amar Rava Lin and Gittin ain't okay. Yes? What do you mean, Lin and Gittin ain't okay? I don't think I emphasized it enough, the clarity of it. What does it mean, Amar Rava Lin and Gittin ain't okay? What did the Lefikach say in Beis Amin Aleph? That if the Zman of Nisuin comes and there's an onus, he or she gets sick or personita, what did it say in Beis Amin Aleph? Does he have to pay Mizonos? What did it say, Lefikach? No, ain't no mal in Mizonos, right? Didn't it say that in Beis Amin Aleph? Lefikach. Right, we got to know this. Chalo chalshish he or personita, ain't no mal in Mizonos. Lefikach was he does not have to pay her Mizonos if he or she gets sick or becomes personita. Yes? That was Beferish and Beis Amin Aleph. That was the Lefikach. Okay? Now, what does the Gemara Beis Amin Beis say in contrast to that? Amar Rav Lin and Gittin ain't okay. He was an onus, and the get goes through. In contrast of saying that he doesn't have to pay for the mizonos, it doesn't go through, meaning he doesn't have to pay. Lin and Gittin, if there's an onus and he doesn't show up, the get goes through. That's what it meant in Lin and Gittin ain't okay. The ain't okay is not like the Lefikach. Now, what does it mean on Gimel Amud Aleph? What is it, Gimel Amud Aleph, what it says? And it says, Ikadami Amar Rav Vechein Lin and Gittin. What does Vechein Lin and Gittin mean? And by Gittin, it's the same as Lefikach. So just by Lefikach, he or she got sick. Or Pirsaniti doesn't have to pay Mizoinas. So too, if the guy doesn't show up because of an onus, what's the din? The get does not go through. Does not. Let's write it on the board. We have to notice. Ain't onus. Begittin. Ein onus begittin equals what? Get is kosher, right? He has no excuse of the onus, right? Yesh onus begittin, meaning that he has an excuse, lemaisa, why it didn't show up, so therefore the tanai is not fulfilled, ain't no get. So that's what it means. This is what it means, guys, when it says v'chein lein in gittin. Just like if he or she got sick or person, he doesn't have to pay, the onus does not allow it to go through. So through here, Daniel, the onus does not allow it to go through, and therefore the get is not a good get. That's why it says, Ikadamri Amar Rav Vechein Lin and Gittin. Don't skim over that line of Gemara, okay? It's very easy to skim over that line of the Gemara. Does everyone got it? That's the contrast when it says, Ein, on Beis and Mebeis, which is the first Lashon, it says, Lin and Gittin, ain't okay. Doesn't say, it says, ain't okay, and here it says, Cain. Okay? Avi, you got me? You read it in the recorded Lefikach. Look at the Rashi, V'chim Lin and Gittin, al Lefikach koi. It's going on Lefikach. Where's Lefikach? Beis Amin Aleph, we said. Dikata'inin tainis onus betanai aget lafyu. He makes a claim. Dita'aninin. It's kind of like we make the claim for him that he has a claim of onus betanai aget lafyu. And therefore we do not. We do not allow the get to go up, Lemaisa, lafyu. Dikata'inin tainis onus betanai aget. Make a claim of onus, but then I get lafkio to release the get. So the get's not good. We got it, Clor? This is the second lashon. Beis and Beis was ain't onus begitten. That's why it's the lin and gittin ain't okay. And the lin and gittin came because why? Just like Fikach said, it doesn't have to pay. It doesn't go through. The get doesn't go through either. Okay, let's go. Says Gemara, Alma kasavar yesh onus begitten. Alma kasavar rabbe yesh onus begitten. We see old yesh onus begitten, and therefore it's not a good get. Meisve. What's Meisvei mean? We asked Akasha. On Beis and Mebeis, we were looking for Raya's Ein Onus Begitten. Yes? Remember we learned from Mishnah, another Mishnah, then we had a what? Then we had a Psak of Shmuel. All the same Tanoic literature is quoted here, but it's quoted as Kashas. On Beis and Mebeis, it was Raya's to try to prove Ein Onus Begitten. Here the Psak is Yesh Onus Begitten. So all these quotes from Tanoic literature are Kashas. You got that, Clor? Meisvei, Hare Zekitichin Lobati, where's the Mishnah? Where's the Mishnah? If you can hand me the Mesechus Gittin. There's two Mishnahis in Gittin, Ayin Beis and Ayin Vav. Thank you. So Meisvei, Hare Zekitichin Lobati, Mikanach Shnemachzor Chodesh, and Meis Pesok Shnemachzor Chodesh, Eino Get. Meisu, Deino Get. If he dies in the middle, it's not a get. Hachala, Hare Zeget. If he gets sick, it is a good get. What is sickness a dugma of Shalom? Thank you. Yeah, what is sickness of dugma? Onus. And it says it's a get. Kasha, we're paskin ain onus beget, we're paskin yesh onus begetin, which means it's not a get. And we're going to see here that it is a get. Kasha. So it's a great kasha. May sudeno get hakala, or is it get? Answers the Gemara, no. Liola may look hakala, nami ain't a get. Chala also, if he gets sick, is not a get. So why did it teach the mace case? Which is the big, why did it teach the mace case? If both mace and chol ain't a get, why did it teach mace? Right? Why did it teach mace? Should it teach in the bigger chiddush? Chol is even a bigger chiddush, right? He's still alive, right? So liola may look hakala, nami ain't a get. The kuva kamashman then get lachar misa. You know why? Because we want to teach a chiddush and get lachar misa. There is no get after the guy's dead. So you can't tell me that's the reason why what? That's the reason why mace was taught. You want to tell me mace was taught because they ain't get lachar misa. That is the reason why mace was taught. Ain't get lachar misa. Okay? So the din is both mace and chol is not a get. The reason why mace is taught is to teach me the din of ain't get lachar misa. Gemara says that can't be. We already learned in the Mishnah. Now this was the Mishnah where the first Mishnah we just quoted was ayin vav. Ayin vav amid beis. Thank you, Daniel. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Hatanale Resha. We learned that in Ayin Bezim at Aleph. The halacha of Ein Get Lachar Misa. So don't tell me Mesa was taught to tell me that din. We already know it from Ayin Bezim at Aleph. All these halachas we learned already in Get Lachar Misa. So where are we holding that point? Hatanale Resha. Where are we holding that point now? If we already learned it in the Resha. You guys tell me. If we already learned in the ratio, that means it's open. What's it open to tell us, Ayin Vav? To tell me the halacha of what? Back to the kasha of Ein Onus Begitin. Kasha on our psak of Yesh Onus Begitin. Excellent, Ellie. The Gemara says, no, Dilma Lafuki Meir Rabbeinu. What's Dilma Lafuki Meir Rabbeinu mean? Who were the Rabbeinu? Remember the Rabbeinu on Bezim and Bez? They were the Bezim that mocked the Shem and Shalakim. Remember? They also said, Zmano Shashtar Mochiachalov. What is Mano Shashtar Mochiachalov? That the get works Lamafreya. Against our Shita that holds what? What does our Shita hold? Anayin Vavamanav? That it's in get Lachar Misa. It's not a good get. We don't say that he wrote this Mano Ksivas again, that shows it's Lamafreya. We hold the get would be Chal after he's dead, and therefore in get Lachar Misa. Okay? So what where are we at now? So therefore it was taught to teach us what? It was taught to exclude the Shita of the Chachamim. But it was not taught to teach us what din, Eli, of what ain't onus beginning. So we're left off, we don't have a kasha. We don't have a kasha on the psaki ain't onus beginning. Okay? Now I want to bring out the following. Let's get it. It's true, lafuki mir abosenu. Let me ask you the following question, though. What is a Rabbeinu Senu Shitas? What is Rabbeinu Shita? What do you think Rabbeinu Shita is? That because they wrote down the Ksivas Aget, it was supposed to be Chal in 12 months, Im Lo Bati, as it says in Ayin Vav and Beis, Im Lo Bati, and Kishnimas Arhosh, and he dies. Because they wrote down the Ksivas Aget, when is it Chal? Lemafreya. Correct. But the guy had an onus in the middle. The guy had an onus in the middle. Didn't the guy have an onus in the middle? Jacob, didn't he have an onus in the middle? He had an onus in the middle. If he had an onus in the middle, what I'm asking is, why didn't the Gemara prove also from Rabbeinu ain onus begitten on Bezim and Beis? If you were looking to try to prove ain onus begitten, why couldn't the Gemara prove it from Rabbeinu? Don't the Rabbeinu convey that shita? Mayor Simchi, you got this? Let's get it. The Gemara says the Mishnah I have us to exclude Rabbeinu. Okay, shkoyach. It's to exclude Rabbeinu. So it's not open to teach me a din of ain onus begitin, so we don't have it as a kasha. Fine. Very well. But what I'm saying to you is that if you're looking for Tanaic literature, Rabbeinu's Tanaic literature, Tribyosi. They hold the get is working Lemafreya. If the get works Lemafreya, didn't the guy have an onus in the middle of the 12 months? We're ignoring that. Why are we ignoring that? Because ain onus begitin. So my kasha is, why didn't the Gemara prove from Rabbeinu ain onus begitin? Okay? You know whose kasha this is? The Ramban asked this kasha. The Ramban asked this kasha. From Rabbeinu itself, the Gemara could have proved Ein Onus Begitin. Why didn't the Gemara prove from Ein Onus Begitin, from Rabbeinu Ein Onus Begitin? The Gemara just used it as a side point to say why we're excluding it. Okay? That's the kasha, Lamaisa. that we're asking. The Ramban asks this kasha, Dibra Maskil. I have it here, Su Kashali. The Rashbo asks this kasha, a starke kasha. Okay? Yes, Daniel.
Isn't it Mashmah Gemara, though, that Rava doesn't hold like Rava Sina?
No, I'm saying, let's say on Bezim and Beis.
Yeah.
No, don't say it like that. It says Rava held ain't onus begitten. I'm saying this, if you analyze the sheet of Rava Sina on its own, in a vacuum, doesn't that also convey ain't onus begitten? It does. So why didn't the Gemara try to say Minon and Milsa, where's Rava? It's from Rabo Seinu. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, that's that kasha. Okay? Straight up, that's the kasha. Yeah, go ahead, Ezra.
I don't understand how we're trying to learn this rule from Rabo Seinu if the onus doesn't affect it at all.
I understand, but why is it Gechah? When you say Me'achshav, yeah, and it works for Mafreya, he didn't say Me'achshav. He wrote down the Ksivas again. We treat as if he's saying it Me'achshav. So the get works for my friend. But he had an onus in the middle of 12 months.
The onus isn't related at all to...
Doesn't make a difference. He said, what did he say? He said, im lo bati.
No, what I'm saying, you only say...
No, but what is this case? Im lo bati mikan ad shnei meser chodesh.
Right.
So what is that case? Im lo bati. And he wrote down the zman when he wrote the get, the year earlier. And what is the indication of writing the get, show me? That the get is what? The get works for my friend. But he had an onus. That's why he didn't show up. So you know why the get's a get? Because ain't onus begitten. I'm saying the Rabbo Seinu Shita shows ain't onus begitten. That's the kasha of the Ramban. That's the kasha of the Rashba. That sheet itself shows ain't onus begitten. Okay? Yossi, you got me? Okay. So, Lamaisa, it's an amazing shot, Lamaisa. Okay? The Ramban says like this. The Ramban says that the Rabbo Seinu could be talking about a case, are talking about a case, where even if there's an onus, even if there's an onus, the Ramban says, afilu kasher onus, your masna behedja, your masna behedja, you know what behedja means? Explicitly. Afilu kasher yesh onus. You want it to be a get, you hate get. Okay? Even when there is an onus, your master explicitly you want it to be a get. Daniel, you got me? Let's get this. That's what the Ramban says that the Rabbi Seinu are talking about. I'm going to read you the Lashon. Yesh lefarish, vodi yesh lefarish mosayu, the Rabbi Seinu kishishtav amr afi shenenas im loba yehe get. And the chiddush is that it's what? The chiddush is that it's lamafrei. The chiddush is that it's lamafrei. That's exactly what Rabbi Seinu is talking about. That's why Rabbi Seinu said it's a get. Lemafreya, because he said he wanted it to be a get. No matter what on earth happens. No matter what on earth happens, he wants it to be a get. So that doesn't shed light at all on Ain Onus Begitten. It could very well be that he does hold. Achein, the Rabbo Seinu Sovir, Yesh Onus Begitten. That's why we didn't bring a Raya. That's why we didn't bring a Raya for Rabbo Seinu straight up. Ain Onus Begitten. For Rava, and I'm at base. I'm base, I'm at base. You follow me, Damiel? Because Rabbi Seinu will be saying, we're talking about, I guess, where the guy elucidated it tonight. That no matter what happens, it should be a get. No matter what happens, it should be a get. Okay? And that's what the Rabbi Seinu was saying. No matter what, Lamaisa, it should be a get. That's in contrast, if you remember, we had a Chassam Sofer, if you remember correctly, Chassam Sofer pointed out the Shulchan Aruch, that if you just the behavior, if an onus happens, Lamaisa, it shouldn't be a get, it's not a get. Okay? Remember, we had the opposite of that. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if he says, if an onus happens, I don't show up, it shouldn't be a get, then it's not a get. We had that last week. Remember, the Sam Sovers more than Shulchan Aruch? But here, Rabbi Seinu is saying, it should be a get no matter what happens. But where you don't say anything, maybe Rabbi Seinu will hold yesh onus begitten. And if that's the case, then therefore that's why the Gemara never brought a Raya from Rabbi Seinu to Rava. Yeah, in other words, Daniel, it's very possible that Rabbi Seinu are talking about a case where he made a explicit condition, that if he doesn't show up because there's an onus, it still should be a get. So that sheds no light on the general topic of ain't onus begitten or yesh onus begitten, because he specified it. But in a regular case where he doesn't specify, he just says im lo bati, then it might very well be that the Rabbi Seinu hold yesh onus begitten. So the Rabbi Seinu Shita doesn't show ain't onus begitten. Doesn't show it at all. Okay?
Why do we argue on that if he made it at night?
We don't argue on it. It's a good get. That's but that's.
I
the,
say that if we came down, but didn't really think that it's only.
That's a good point. That's a good point. It's a good point. Allah Almighty. So what do we argue on? We argue on that it's not lemafreya. That's what we argue on. Remember, the Rabboseinu are saying that it's works lemafreya, but he also said this. All we argue on is that it's not lemafreya. We said automatically if you write down the Ksivas Hashar from lemafreya. On that point, we argue. You follow what I'm saying? That's still just good. It's a good point you bring up. That still makes sense. But what I'm saying is that this sheds no light on the topic of Yesh Oner saying you don't forget. That's the vort. Daniel, you got me? That's the Chiddush. Okay? That's the Chiddush. Now please get this next shot. Says the Chsam Sofer in the Chiddushim, Meir Simcha. Let's go. It's Monday. You gotta, don't be tired. I know it's hard on Monday, but don't be tired. What does the Chsam Sofer say? The Gemara says in the Seches Avodah Zarah that any Beis Din matters three things is known as the Beis Din Sharia. No Beis Din wants to be known as a matter Beis Din. A Beis Din that matters things. Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav Amud Beis. No Beis Din wants to be a Beis Din Sharia. And that's if you matter three things. This Beis Din already had matered how many things so far? What do we say in Beis Din? Beis Din matered the Shemin, Shalakum. Remember they made a Gzera to Asher the Shemin of non-Jews? But it was Exer Shein Rovo Tzibri Chol La Modba. This Beis Din Matur, number one. Shem and Shalakim. Number two. What's number two? Zmano Shol Shtar Mochiach Alav. What does that mean? That's definitely a Kula. That's a Bidi, that's Lema Freya, the Getzchal. And what would be number three? What would be number three? Ain't on his Begitin. Because Ain't on his Begitin is making the Get a Get. That's a Kula. She doesn't have to do Yibum. She's not stuck in Zanaguna. So that the Chassam Sofer says the Ramban has to be right. That the Rabboseinu are definitely talking about this specific case where he elucidated even when an onus happens. Because if the Rabboseinu held Ein Onus Begitin, they would be known as a Beis Din Sharia. And they don't want to be known as a Beis Din Sharia. They don't want to be known as a Beis Din Sharia. So I'm going to write Ein Onus Begitin. Let's write it. Ain't known as begitting as, you know, a possibility. Efshar, I'm going to write. Efshar, no way. They don't want to be matter number three because they would be known as a Beis Din Sharia. So the Chassam Sofer says what the Ramban says has got to be right. It's a Meiridike Chiddush. It's a beautiful Chiddush. You follow what I'm saying? That is why I was always bothered by in Beis and Beis. Why does the Gemara say in Beis and Beis? I want you to know, who are these Rabboseinu? What does the Gemara say? Who are these Rabboseinu? What did the Gemara identify these Rabboseinu as being? Who cares? Who cares? I was always bothered by that. Why does the Gemara have to say, who are these Rabboseinu, the whole of my friend? Oh, that's the Beis Din Matters the Shemin. Shkoyach. What's going on with that? The answer is beautiful now. Because the Gemara wants to say, they matter Shemin. They did Zvano Shoshtar Mochiach Alav. And that's two. And they cannot hold three. They cannot hold Ein Onus Begitin. Even though at first glance it looks beautiful, their psak fits in right to the mold of Ein Onus Begitin. Fits beautifully. Because it's Lamafreya and the Getzchal. But he was an onus in the middle. The answer is no. They're talking about a specific case where he said whatever happens, he wants the get to be a get, but it sheds no light on a regular case where he doesn't say anything. It could very well be they hold Yesh Onus Begitin. And that's why the Gemara identifies Beis Din Shel Shemin. That's why the Gemara says Beferish Halacha Lamaisa the Beis Din Shel Shemin. Okay? That's why the Gemara says this Kiddush. To identify that this is the Beis Din that matters Shemin. Because there can't be a Beis Din that matters three things. I jumped out of my seat when I saw this pshat. Because I was always bothered for many years. Why does Gemara have to say that this is the, who is the Rabboseinu? The Beis Din Matir Shemin. They did Zmano Shoshtar, and they cannot hold Ein Onus Begitin, because then they'd be identified as a Beis Din Sharia. And no one wants to be a Beis Din Sharia, to be known as that. That a Mekel Dika Beis Din, a Matir Beis Din. You follow me? Okay. That's the first Mahalik who wanted to bring out this Chiddush. Of Dilmala Fukim Rav says, a Meir Dika Samsov. He says the Rabban's got to be right. Amazing. Okay. Right or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, we're not going to give up. Another kasha. Tashma. Tashma, sometimes a raya, sometimes a kasha. Here it's a kasha. Tashma, come in here. May actually be mobati mi karad shnemasar chodesh umes. Bidok shnemasar chodesh. Right? He dies b'toch shnei mesar chodesh. Har is a get. My lav hu adin l'chala. Oh, it's a get. Even if the guy's a chola, you see, ain't on his begitin. Kasha naman number says yeshu on his begitin. Lo, it's wrong. Meistavka delo nichalei tipo kameyabim. No, only by a mace do we say that what that it's a good get because he doesn't want to fall to yibum. But if he die, if he's sick and he doesn't show up, maybe it's not a get because yeshu on his begitin. So Gemara says, you have no kasha. Then we answer, Tashma nacha kasha. Here it's from a psaka Shmuel. Tashma mehu damalu ilo asinim ikarat loshim yom. He says to them, if he doesn't come back by here in 30 days, lahave gita, asa besof plasin yomen. He comes at the end of 30 days. Notice it didn't say besof loshim yom. Remember we said, according to Sam Sofer, one of his answers happened on day 27. Upaske mibra, and the boat's not there. Vamalu chazudu asai, chazudu asai, see that I'm here, see that I'm here. Vamar Shmuel loshim imasya. Shmuel says it's not considered returning, and therefore halacha lemaisa. You see what? You see halacha lemaisa that what? Ain't on his begitin. Kasha and the manamur says yesh on his begitin. Onto the shiach shiny. This is a common onus. Kevin he boile la snuye. He should have made his own tanai. Below asna he didn't. Yehu nafse nafshe. So in general, I could hold what? In general, what can I hold? General, I could hold yesh on his begitin. Here, this is a special case of onus to shiach. He should have known, and only in that case do we say it's a get. But in another type of onus that's not so uncommon, very well, we might hold Yesho on his beginning. So Gemara answers all the kashas. But they're deflections, they're dechias. So after it's all said and got, said and done, guys, what do we have? Two lishonos. Bezim and Bez Rava ain't on his beginning. Lishna Kama. Lishna Basra holds what? Yesho on his beginning, and therefore it's not a get. You got it? Got to remember, ain tainus onus begit makes the get a get. Yesh tainus onus bizin cancels the get. Okay? Those are the two lishonos. Okay. Very good. Now, lamaisin, what we get to is the taisis. Let's see the taisis inside. Kivi, let's read the taisis, okay? Guys, look inside, okay? Let's see the taisis inside, okay? There's a lot we got to see, okay? We got to get this chlor, okay? Very good. So we had two lishonos in the Gemara. Halach lamaisin. And let's see. Go ahead, Zok Taisus. Excellent. Now, normally when you have two Lashonas and Shas, the Rambam always sides with the Lishna Basra. I want you to get that down in your notes. Here, Rabbeinu Hananel says not that way. Rabbeinu Hananel says, I'm going to go with the first Lashon, and I'm going to pass an Ein Onus Begit. Go ahead. Right, the Gemara has a case where a man says he gives her kedushin, and he says if I don't do nisuin by 30 days, it should be a get. So the Gemara says, well, what are you worried about? This isn't getting and daf lamed, dalad rather. The Gemara says, well, what are you worried about? So the Gemara has a line where it says if you're worried about an onus, what does it say? Oh, if it's because of an onus, don't worry about it. If he doesn't show up because of an onus, it gets a get. So you see, the fairest, the Gemara assumes that the repulsion ain't onus begin. Number one. Go ahead. Oh, what's the second raya that he wants to say? What's the second raya that he wants to say that we should paskin like this? Go ahead. What do you say? Because why? Because in the first approach, the Gemara quoted the Tanakh literature as what? As rayas. So that means the tendency of the Gemara was to prove it. In the second approach, the second Lishna, the Gemara quoted the Tanakh literature as kashas, and the Gemara gives these difficult terutzim, dochek terutzim. So I'd rather go with the approach where the tendency was the rayas, rather than go with the approach that you have to rely on what? Dochek terutzim. So therefore, Tosfos says that's another reason why we paskin like the what? It's another reason why we paskin like the first lashon. Okay? We got that klor? That's the din halacha lemaisa. Okay? That's the din halacha lemaisa. We see b'feirish lemaisa. We have this psak. Okay? You have also in Gittin, it's not quoted in Tosfos, but you also have in Gittin, I want you to get it down in Lamed. Lamed amar alef and Lamed dalem and alef, the Gemara says is a b'feirish ain't known as begitting. Right? The Gemara says the machlokes. The Gemara mentions both, but in lamedal and amedalif it says beferish ain't known as begitting. So number one. So if I ask you, give me the two rayas that Rabbi Nachman wanted to pass on the first lashon. What's the answer? The two rayas are number one. from another Gemara in Shas Lamadal. The Gemara assumes it's a Dover Plushin Anonis. We get number two from the Sugi itself that the tendency was to bring Rayas for it. So let's go with that approach. We pass an Anonis begin rather than go with the approach Yesho Anonis begin where we ask Kashas and we have to give Dachik to Ritz. Okay?
Can I repeat this too, please?
The two Rayas?
Yeah.
Number one is because of a Farish Gemara in Shas Lamadal. Manaf says Anonis begin. Right. And number two is there are two approaches in the Gemara. Beis and Beis Gimel Manaf. What was the approach in Beis and Beis? To bring Rayas from the Tanaic literature, ain't known as beginning. The Tanaic literature in the second approach was used as what? As kashas. And we had to give dochik to Rutsum. We don't want to rely on dochik to Rutsum.
There's a proof there in the Tanaic.
Yes, proof that will go with the Lishna Kama. Excellent, Ezra. Okay, let's go by now. Let's see inside, guys. Go ahead. The kashal
Ri. The kashal Ri. The Masik prepared Mishach Su. The Bein Damar Harizah Gitev Im Mesi Michal Izeh. Bein Im Amar Im Lo Amar Michal Izeh.
Go ahead. So what's the two cases there? We're gonna write them on the board, but what is it? What are the two cases? If he says if he dies from this illness, or if he says in lo emod mecholizeh, what happened? A house fell on him, a snake bit him, or a lion ate him. All those cases we pass in yesh onus begin. Ain't no get. Go ahead. Right, don't tell me the reason why it's a get because it doesn't fit into the language. The language was specifically from, you know, that illness. But if something else happened, it should be a get. Go ahead. If something else happened, it shouldn't be a get. And maybe that's the reason why it's not a get. Maybe that's the reason why it's not a get. Because it didn't fit into the Lashon. Go ahead. That's wrong. Whenever you guys see in Tosos, an Ein Lomar, Lake Alamamar, you got to look for the word Daha, or a letter, the Dalit. And where it is, you say, Ein Lake Alamamar, this whole thing. Don't tell me the reason why it's not a get in those cases, because that was his Lashon. That's wrong. Daha. There was a man who sold his property to his friend. And he said, any onus that is disyalid bachula that is born out of that land, he'll cover. The seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you this land no matter what, I'll cover it, I'll pay you back. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, you know what the case is? The king says one day, knocks on his door, says, I want to take my river and plow it through your field. The king has eminent domain, do what he wants. That's an onus l'shchiach. In that case, the mocher doesn't have to pay him a penny. I mean, that's something that no one would have thought of. So the mocher doesn't owe him a penny. And Rava quotes that as a proof that achlu ari ain't no get. Alma?
Alma, onus l'shchiach, yesh tainus onus l'rava.
Oh, you see that Rava holds himself that there is yesh onus begitten. V'hacha, Rava himself, the Lishna Kama, which is the Iker, which I just passed him like we passed up the first Lashon. Stira. Tosfos asks a Stira. From the Sugya and Ayin Vav, you see Yesh Onus Begitten. From the Sugya by us, we say Ayin Onus Begitten. How do you know you go like the first Lashon? Gave two reasons why we passed him. Very clear Kasha. So Ezra and Eli point out a great point in Seder. Tremendous point, which I want to bring out now. When Tosfos quotes the Gemara Ayin Gimel, what does he couple together? He couples together two cases. What were the two cases? Imati Mecholizeh and Imlo Emo. Imati Mecholizeh and Imlo Emo. Imlo Emo. Yes? What does Tosa say the Psak is in both those cases? What did Tosa say that, what is the Psak in both those cases? What did Tosa just get through saying? Lo have get. Excellent. Ain't no get. Both of them. Tosa holds by us. Both of them ain't no get. Well said, Ellie. Now, Ezra pointed out tremendously with Ellie. That's against what we learned last week. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? In Simen Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph? What did the Mechaber Paskin? And the Mechaber's Pesachim are always from who? Are always from Rishonim. Yes? What are the Mechaber passing? Kuf Mem Hey Sif Vav. What are the Mechaber say? The Mechaber's psak is from who? Is the Rambam? Is the Rabbeinu Hananel? And it is a what? It is based on a Tosefta as well. What does the Mechaber paskin? Mechaber says, Imati Michobizeh. I'm just going to write Imati. Let's write the whole thing so we get it clear. Eino get. It is not a get. Eino get. What does the Mechaber paskin know on the case of what? Imlo Emon. He said, Suffolk Migureshus. Excellent, Kibi. Imlo Emon. Michobizeh. He said, Suffolk Migureshus. Not so simple. Not so simple that it's not a good. Suffolk Migureshus. Okay? What does that emanate from? A Lushan and Gittin, when they ask Rava the Shaila, and I involve him in Alf, you know what he said? Shalchu Mitam. They asked him, what's the story if a lion eats him up? So he said as follows. Shalchu Mitam. It says they sent him the Shaila. And you know what he paskin? And I in Gimel and Aleph, sorry. Shalchu Mitam. Achlu Ari Ein Lanu. What does the word mean? Achlu Ari Ein Lanu. What does that mean? So, Tosfos by us interprets it Ein Lanu that it's not a get at all. Achlu Ari Ein Lanu, it's not a get at all. Nothing. Let's get it down. Achlu Ari Daniel, it's not a get at all. For both those cases. Do you know what the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Tosefta say? You know how they learn it? And the Biragoyla says it explicitly. Ein Lanu? Ein Lanu lo omru achlo re Ein Lanu get. Perish Rabbeinu, Ein Lanu shiyah get gomer. Tokah kosu sokin reshes. It's not a get gomer. Ein Lanu shiyah get gomer. You either could say Ein Lanu get bichlal, and therefore it's Eino get. That's like Taisvis. Or you can say like the Rambam, who says no, Ein Lanu get gomer, but it's a suffix migureshes. Ein Lanu get gamur, but it is a suffix migureshes. Okay? That was the Mechaber's distinction in Sif Vav. Yes? In Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph, what was the classical case? What did the Mechaber paskin? Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. Im lo bati, and an onus lo shchiach happens. What did the Mechaber say? Eino get. So the Beis Shmuel said, "What's the difference?" You remember the Beis Shmuel said, "What's the difference?" So I think when we conveyed it, might have been last week, we said lemaisa that the Torah's Gittin answered that kasha, but the Torah's Gittin was being masber sifvav. I don't think I emphasized that. Sif aleph and kuf mem dal is just im lo bati. And then an onus happens. He didn't say im mati or im lo emo. Sif vav is where he makes this nuanced difference. So the Torah's Gittin said, when a guy says im mati, and something crazy happens like a house falling, I mean, never thought of it. So therefore, it's not a get. But in the case of im lo emo micholizeh, he's widening his what? His view. And it's very possible, including the case if a house falls on him, or a lion eats him, the Torah's Gittin, we said, the Nesivis. And since he's widening his lashon, therefore it's a suffix migureshes. Maybe he did have it in mind. Remember we said that distinction? That's what the Torah's Gittin said. But it was to be masber sif vav. Kuf mem dalet sif aleph yos. He's talking about a regular case in Lobati. And he didn't show up because of Rosh Lashid. That's not a get. So what I want to bring out, that Ezra and Eli, you're machaveh to Reb Naftali Trop. Reb Naftali Trop asks, that the Nesivis, the Torah's Gittin, is against our Tosis. Because our Tosis said that both these cases is running along, presenting the Kasha you read so nicely, Kibi. But he presents both these cases as being Eino Get. Why are both these cases Eino Get? It's not true. The second case is Suffolk Megureshes. It's not Eino Get. Why does Tosis present them both as being Eino Get? That's the Kasha that Reb Naftali asks on the Torah's Gittin. So my response to that is as follows. The Beis Yosef in Kuf Mem Dalet, I think it was, right? I think it was the Beis Yosef at Kuf Mem Dalet, right? The Beis Yosef at Kuf Mem Dalet quotes that the Rabbi Hananel I wrote on the board in the Tosefta learns this distinction. So don't ask me a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. Don't ask me a kasha on the Torah Skitten that the way you're being masbered is against Tosis. You're right, it's against Tosis. But Rabbi Hananel himself draws the distinction between Imati Micholizeh and Imo Emo. He's the one who draws that distinction. In other words, our Tosus Pasuk Rabbi Hananel ain't on us for getting like the first Lashon. But our Tosus combines these two cases together and calls them ain't no get. That's not true, says Rabbi Hananel, the Rambam in the Tosefta. Imlo Emon Micholizeh is a Suffolk Migureshus. Why, Avi? Because when you say Imlo Emon Micholizeh, when you say Imlo Emon Micholizeh, what is that? You're opening the doors to perhaps what? That you might die in other ways. And therefore, maybe you had that in mind that even if the house falls, so maybe it is taka good get, maybe not, maybe yes, so it's a suffix. That's different in Meiti Micholizeh, where you're not opening the door at all. So what I want to get down is that Chiddush, that our Tosas is rolling along, puts the two together. First of all, that's against the Machaber, the Rambam, and the what? The Rabbi Hananel. Number two, you can answer the Kasher, Naftali says on the Torah Skin, how could you give that answer for the Shulchan Aruch? It's against Tosis. Okay, Shkoyach, it's against Tosis. But it's like Rabbi Hananel. It's like the Rambam. It's like the Tosefta that makes this distinction. Okay? You got me, Yossi, that we make this distinction, and therefore it works out. It works out very, very well. Tosis just assumed I hold like Rabbi Hananel, and I also hold that both these cases are the same. They're not both the same. Imo Emma Micholi Zez is something that goreshes. Okay? Yes, Jeremy. No, because Tosis' opinion is that they're both not a get. He learned shot, achlu ari ein lanu means it's not a get at all. Bichlal. Ain't no get bichlal. That's how Tosis learned. But I'm just saying, don't ask it as a kash on the Torah's getting in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like Tosis. Shulchan Aruch holds like Rabbi Hananel and the Rambam. The Rambam says it beferish. Where does the Rambam say it beferish? Sofik Migureshus in that case? No, the Rambam says it. Hey, please get it down in your notes. He says in the Perek Tes Halacha Yud Zayin. There it is. Halacha Yud Zayin, he says, Sofik Migureshus, Halacha Yud Ches. Harizu Sofik Migureshus, Im Lo Yama Micholizeh. So that's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out in this din. Okay? Im Lo Yama Micholizeh. That's the Chiddush. Tosis put it all together. Now, I just want to point out also, very important, and let's get this. There is a concept called Mishpatei Tanoim, and it's important we mention it now because we didn't mention it yet and we are discussing conditions. What are the Mishpatei Tanoim? Does anyone know what the Mishpatei Tanoim are? Netano brought it up in Seder as a good kasha. What are the Mishpatei Tanoim? The Mishnah says in Kedushin, let's get it down on Samach Aleph and Aleph, any Tanai that is not made as a Tanai of Bnei Gad of Meruvin is not a Tanai. What is Bnei Gad of Meruvin? When Bnei Gad of Meruvin wanted to settle Eivrei Yard, and Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you address them with the following speech, that if they want to fight with us, fine, they can get Eivrei Yard. If they don't want to fight with us, then they won't get it. So in the Rambam, in Pirik Vav, Halacha Lamaisa, lists the Mishpatei Tanoim. So I want you to get them, okay? The Mishpatei Tanoim. Let's get the Mishpatei Tanoim. The rules and regulations, when you want to make a deal, but you want to hinge it on a Tanai. Number one, Tanai Kaful. What does Tanai Kaful mean? A double way. You're a Mekadosh woman. If I eat the ice cream cone, it's good. If I don't eat the ice cream cone, it's not good. You have to say double. You have to double the condition, both sides. Number two, Hain Kodem Lalav. The positive must be before the negative. If I eat the ice cream cone, then it's Ganeshus. And if not, not. Positive before the negative. This is what the Rambam writes. Okay, based on the Mishnayos. What's number two? What's number three? Tanai, Kodem Lamaisa. The Tanai is Kodem Lamaisa. What does Tanai, Kodem Lamaisa mean? Machloikis Rashi Toysis. Please get it down. Meaning when I articulate it, it doesn't mean a Dibor. If I eat the ice cream cone, then I'm a Kaddish. If I don't eat the ice cream cone, then I'm not a Kaddish. But the Tanai is the verbally said before the action.
Tanuim before the action.
If I eat ice yukron, then we're Kudeshes.
That's
what Rashi
says.
But the mice is the Kedushin. The Tanai has to be articulated, verbalized, formulated before the mice.
If I do not.
It's a din and dibor. According to Rashi, it's a din and dibor. Please get it. Tanai kodom lamaisa. What's the other way to say it?
You're all according to Rashi.
No, this is a mission. These are all dinim. Mishpatei Tanon, rules and regulations of the Tanai. So one is a din in the Dibor. What's the other way to learn it? It's a din in the actual Metzias. In other words, you have to actually eat the ice cream cone before you actually do the Kedushin. You can't actually give her the ring and then do the ice cream cone. So it's either it's a Machleis Rashi Tosis, is a din in Dibor or Meisen. Rashi says din in Dibor. Tosis says it's a din in Meisen. Okay? You have to factually eat the ice cream cone before you put the ring on her finger. That's three. What's four? The Rambam has a fourth. What's the fourth? Efshul Lekayim. What's Efshul Lekayim? Let's say your Makadosh Ruma Manasseh can fly over the moon. Last time I checked, no one can fly over the moon, a human being. That's not a Tanai. The Tanai goes up in smoke, and all you deal is with Kedushin. Again, for the Tanai to be good, you need all these rules and regulations. It has to be Efshar Lekayim.
The Mishnah says that one also?
It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara later in Gittin. Pei Dalet. Okay? That's four. What's five? Tanai B'Dover Echad U'Maisa B'Dover Acher. Maisa B'Dover Acher. What does that mean? Let's hear Mekadosh the woman, Almanas, that she gives you back the ring. That means the Tanai is Sosa the Maisa. It has to be an extraneous thing, like the Chuvas HaRosh says, a Tanai is a Milsach Risi. A Tanai is extraneous, an extraneous element. A Tanai is considered to be an extraneous element. Tanai b'davar echad, u'maisa b'davar echad. You follow me? You can't have a Tanai on the same thing as the Maisa. It contradicts the Maisa. A Tanai is always a Milsach Risi, says the Tais HaRosh. That's five. What's six? What's six? Six is the Tanai can only be done on a din that's Efshar to do through a Shliach. Al din, she Efshar, lasot al yidei Shliach. Gittin, can you do through a Shliach?
Yes.
Kedushin, can you do through a Shliach? Kesem and Shtar, correct. Bia, even though you can't do a shlich, you still make a Tanai because Makash Avod is Ha'adodi. The Gemara in Ksubis Ayin Dalal Amar Aleph. In our Masechta. The Gemara is Makash all the vehicles of Kedushin together. We had that yesterday. A Tanai can only be on a din, it's Efshal associated shlich. Okay? You can't make a Tanai on Tefillin. Tefillin you can't do through a shlich. You got to do it yourself. And what's number seven? A Tanai cannot be Almasha Kosov. Batir. Cannot be a Tanai what's written in the Torah against it. Unless it's a Dover Sheba Mamun, that's a Machloikish of Yudra and Meir. Achain.
What's an example of a Dover Sheba
Mamun? Let's say a guy makes a Tanai, Lamaisa, he wants to lend you money where Shemitah can't cancel it. They've got to write a Prusbel this Sunday, right? Remember we said we're making a base in the Shul for a Prusbel. Anyone who lent money needs to have a Prusbel. So the loan remains intact. Guy lends a guy 10,000 bucks. If he doesn't make a Prusbel, it goes up in smoke. Doesn't owe him a penny. You have to write a prusbel to keep it intact. So make a bezner on Sunday for that. So you make a Tanai, you don't want the Shemitah to be Meshamet. That's against the Torah. Tanai goes up in smoke. By a Dover Sheba Mamun, though, it's a Machloikis, Reb Yehuda. Achein Dover Sheba Mamun, Reb Yehuda says Kayim. Reb Yehuda says Kayim. Reb Meir says not Kayim. Okay? Ain't no Kayim. You got this, guys? These are the seven Mishpatei Tanoim I want you to know. Whenever you make a Tanai, let's get one more point, okay? And then we'll bring it back to Netanel's Kasha. There is a Machloikis in the Rambam between himself and the Gaonim. Are these required only by Perek Vav Halacha Yud Dalet? There's mixes Gaonim that say you only need to do this, at least Tanai Kafel, by getting the Kedushin. There are mixes gonim that say you only need Tanai Kafel. Mixes gonim that you only need Tanai Kafel by getting the Kedushin. But not by Dini Mominus. And the Rambam thought that was wrong. The Rambam thought that that was wrong. Okay? Rambam says, "Kazeh horu gedolim rishonim chin roi lasos." Okay, v'chein horu gedolim chin roi lasos. So there are mixes going in that say, by dini mamonis, you don't need it. And he says, you should not rely on this. The Ravitz says, you can rely on it. Mixes going in, only tanakofa rak legitim the kedushin. Not for mamonis. And the Rambam says, look, tzarich gam kein mamonis. The Ravitz holds like the mixes going in. Gam kein tzarich legitim the mamonis. What did you say, Mira Simcha?
Where's this Rambam
headed? Rambam is a Pirik Ishus, Pirik Vav, Halacha Yudalit. Okay? You got to get this. Where do you need tonight coffee? And the svar is, getting in Kiddush are such a serious matter. If I want to hinge my Kiddush on an ice cream cone, then you better show your tonight serious. You better double it. Dini Mammonis is only money. Okay, money's important, but it's not like getting the Kiddush. So one side is enough. And the Rambam says, I don't buy that. You always need a tonight coffee. So I want to just point out something that in the time of last and Seder I thought is a very important horror. All these cases that we wrote on the board, don't you need it tonight, Kofel, he said to me, Rebbe? I said, yes, you do. So let's interpret, im lo emod michol izeh. If you don't get up from this illness, then it'll be a good get. Right? He doesn't want to get stuck as even. But if he does get up, it will be a good get. Again, did I say that right? No, I didn't. He said, if I don't get up from this illness, it'll be a get. But if he does get up from the illness, it should not be a get. That's right. Now, Natanael said to me, he said, Rebbe, if I don't get up from this illness, it should not be a get. If a house falls on him, did he get up from that illness? So I said to Natanael, maybe we view it as that. Maybe yes. Maybe not. That's why the Rambam writes it's a suffix to Gereshus. Okay? But you certainly understand our Tosfos, who Ezra and Eli pointed out, that very strongly holds that it's not a get. Why is it not a get? Because when you double it and you say, if I did not get up from this illness, it should be a get. But if I got up, it's not a get. But did you actually get up when a house fell on you? Tosfos says, no, you didn't. So that's why it's not a get. So I'm saying the answer to Tanel's question, Tosfos fits a little bit better why it's not a get. But you could still understand why, according to the Rambam, the bottom line is if a lion ate him, it's possible to say that what? It's possible to say that Lamaisa, we view that as being maybe he did not get up from what? From this illness. Okay? He did not get up from this illness. So the truth of the matter is, and then maybe in that case, it could be a suffix, the bottom line, he didn't. Right? What does the Rambam say? Suffix migrashus. Imo amen michol yiseh. Maybe he meant to say that no matter what. So even if the snake did bite him, it should be a get. So that's a suffix. So it fulfills that. It's a shaila of how to interpret that, but it's a very important question you pointed out in the Tanah. Excellent. And I want you to know all these dinim. The seven mishpatei tanoim, plus the machlokes Rambam Ravid, is it only by getting the kiddush or also apply to dinim omenis? Now, one more point I want you to know. The Rambam writes, whenever you say Almanas or Me'akshav, for sure, first Me'akshav. Anytime anything's Lemafrei or Almanas, you don't need Mishpatei Tanoim. The Rambam says that explicitly based on the Gemara. I want you to know that. Anytime you work it retroactively, you don't need Mishpatei Tanoim. If you say Almanas, Me'akshav or Almanas, you do not need Mishpatei Tanoim. Okay? Because Halacha L'maisa, what you're doing is what? What you're doing is saying it's Lamafreya works from today, so I don't have to plug into what? Plug into the Mishpatei Tanoim. That's the din. Okay, that's what we want to be Mechadish. Okay, we got that? That's the Chiddush. Okay? That's the Chiddush of Mishpatei Tanoim, and that's what we're trying to convey in this din. So Lamaisa, you made a great point, Ezra and Eli, but our Taisvus is against the Rambam who makes the skilu between Imlo Amon and Imati. Okay? But the truth of the matter is that it, when you double it and you say, Imlo amon micholi zeh, if I don't get up from this choli, it's a get. If I do get up from this choli, it's not a get. If I do get up, well, you were killed by the lion. Is that viewed as getting up? Maybe. Because you weren't killed from the illness. So that's why it's a suffix. On the other hand, Tyson says, come on. Taisa says, the bottle, and did you get up from that? Notice you were still sick when the lion ate you. Right? So that's why Taisa says, clearly it's not a get. Okay? But the beer of the Torah's getting was in the Mechaber and Sifov. Not in the Kuf Mem Hei Sifov, not in the Mechaber Kuf Mem Hei. Kuf Mem Hei is a regular case in Lobati. It's on a slow shkir. Yes, Kibi, go ahead.
Is Rabbi quoting that Rambam at the end that says Am Nas Me'ach Shav also to be as an answer? That maybe
no,
that's
no.
The case where he just used one of these Lashonos and then he...
But it wasn't. It was Im. All this Mishpatei time is when you say Im. I'm going to write that. I'm glad he asked me that. Im means a regular Tanai. That's when you have to plug in all this Mishpatei Tanai. When it's all, it's always Im. Im. When you say Am Me'ach Shav Am Nas, that's special. I'm afraid you don't need Mishpatei Tanai. Does anyone have a svara why that's so?
What
let's just one sec, Mayor Simple. What's a svara why if it works on my frey, you shouldn't plug into Mishpatei Tanoim?
Because then it's not Domra Vinegar.
Okay, that could be. That could be. It doesn't plug in at all. But also, a piece svara. Remember, we said that Gittin and Kedusha are so weighty. They're so such weighty matters. If you want to be told that on an ice cream cone, you better strengthen the Tanai, right? So therefore, you need to double it. But it could very well be that Lamaisa, I'm saying that the Tanai plugs into the actual giving of the get. Let Lamafreya, it goes from the time of the giving. So I'm not delaying the actual what? I want it to be you're giving the get, and you want the Tanai, want it to be Me'akshav if you fulfill the Tanai. You're not delaying the Chalois. See, Im is always what? That he gives her a get if he gives her 200 Zeus. When you give the 200 Zeus 3 days later, that's when the get's Chal. It's like you're delaying the effectuality of the get with the Tanai by a classical Tanai. So if you want to do that, you better strengthen the Tanai, you better double it. But Me'achshav, you're basically saying, let the get be chal, l'mafrei at the time of the giving, but because I'm doing it retroactively. So you follow what I'm saying? So I'm not delaying the chalos. So there's no need for me to strengthen the Tanai. You follow the svara that I'm saying? There's no need for me to strengthen the Tanai because I'm really allowing the get to be chal when I give it. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush we want to bring out. It's a very important svara. Please get that svara down. When you do a classical tonight, it's going to be... The guy says, he wants a kaddish woman eats the ice cream cone. Let's say he eats the ice cream cone in 5 days. When is the kiddush chal? In 5 days. What happens if he says, l'me'achshav? When is it chal? L'mafreya, from the time he gave it a kesef, yes? So that means... I'm basically saying that the giving of the Kedushin is going to be the Kedushin. I just have to do something else, but it's going to kick in from this time. I'm not delaying anything. So I don't need to bolster the Tanai. I don't need Mishpatei Tanai. That's the Svara. You follow what I'm saying? Avi, you got that Svara? That's why Almanas and Me'achshav Lod Sarich Mishpatei Tanai. So that answers your Kasha very well, Natano, but I want you to know all those Din. Okay? We got to know the Din. I'm sorry, Mir, so if you had a Kasha. You got it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Fight or not? Yeah, go ahead. Real quick, Ezra. Yeah, go ahead, Mirsum.
What happens if it's an Im Macy or Im Lobasi with an Amanas plugged in? Meaning
the
Macy
Me'akshav.
No, that it becomes Me'akshav. Okay. Anytime you say Me'akshav, the Amanas, that's the din. Mm-hmm. Cancel the Im. Yes, Ezra.
Because I got lost on the first three Mishpatei Tanayim.
Yes.
But I didn't understand them.
The first one is you have to double it. If mean? Yes, yes. If you eat the ice cream cone, then the condition is good. And if you don't, it's not. You have to say both. The positive has to be said before the negative. If you eat it, the condition is good. If not, not. And the Tanai has to be before the mice. Either in the Dibor, you have to articulate, if I eat the ice cream cone, then the condition. Or actually, factually, you first eat the ice cream cone, and then you actually do the condition. Okay? That's a machlokas. The third one's a machlokas. Rashi tells us how to interpret it. Okay? That's based on the Mishnah and Kedushin Samach Aleph Amraf, at least the first three or four. Okay? We got this Kiddush? Okay, excellent. Back to Tosfos now. We're back to the Stira. Right? We have all this. We had that. We had the whole Mahalik here. Now we have Tosfos Kasha. Our Sugya Paskin's Ain Onus Begitten. And those two cases, Tosfos Paskin, Ain Oget, Paskin Yesh Onus Begitten. We got a Stira. And don't tell me the reason why those two cases is not a get because of the way he articulated it, because the Gemara brings it as a comparison, the yesh onus begitten with the case of the sale. You sell a guy a piece of kark and you say any onus that comes up, you'll cover it. Then an onus that's not common comes up, he says, I'm not going to pay you for that. I never thought that would happen. The Gemara compares it. So you see, you hold the yesh onus begitten. Or yesh onus b'mechir, it's the same din. Let's see, guys, inside. Voy Marie, go ahead.
Voy Marie,
Oh! He says there's three types of itis. Get out your scale. Let's get out our scale or our computer. Okay? Jacob, you got it right there. Shalom, you got it. Okay? Adam, you got the computer. But this is the computer, what it needs. The scale and the computer. Go ahead. Omri. Something that no one ever thinks of that's so uncommon. On one extreme of the polar. Go ahead. Okay, we don't skim this. What's the first level? Lo shchiach klal, and therefore, what do we say by lo shchiach klal? Even if I hold, like the lishna kama that holds what? What's the lishna kama, guys? Lishna kama ain't onus beginning. But if it's an onus lo shchiach klal, even that sheet will hold yesh onus. Yes? Why? Because why do we paskin an onus begin? Guys, why do we paskin an onus begin? Why? Takanos of snuos and prutos. Plug it in. What did the snuos say? There's such sadekises. Some on the top line. Maybe he wasn't an onus and she thinks he's an onus. And therefore they're gonna stay as an aguna, that's why he didn't show up. So therefore we must paskin an onus begin, that's why it's a get. We don't want her stuck as an aguna. You can't get the words out of your mouth. Sometimes he's not an onus and she thinks he's an onus. She thinks a house fell on him? That's nuts. She thinks that what? She thinks a snake bit him? She thinks a lion ate him? Even a tzedekes is not a meshugana. She's not going to go overboard. So you can't fill in the blank with the tznuos. So therefore it's not shat. So even if I hold ain onus beginning because of the tznuos, but you can't fill in the blank. And therefore, even ain onus beginning will say, by onus is not shchiach klal, yesh get. Yesh onus beginning. I'm sorry, ain get. Right? Ain onus, the lo shchiach klal. Let's write it down. Onus, the lo shchiach klal is considered to be eino get. That is the psak. Even according to the bondomer who paskins, who we paskin, ain onus begitin. Everyone got that? Onus lo shchiach klal eino get, because you can't fill in the blank with the tznuos. What about the prutzos? This is also another skimmer. Go ahead. What does that mean? You know how we don't make a gzer that's anosu lo shchicha lo gazer be'rabanan? We don't make a takana on something uncommon either. Read the prutzos. What do the prutzos say? Prutzos say maybe he really was a what? Maybe he really was an onus. And they say that what? They say he was not an onus. Maybe he was an onus. What type of onus? That a house fell on him? A snake bit him? Or a lion ate him? Are those common? No way. So you can't read the words. Now, it's a little different with prutzos because we're talking about the Matthias. Because the way it goes is that maybe he was an onus. But what type of an onus? Onus that's uncommon. But that's so uncommon, we don't make a takan on something uncommon. So that's what he means. It's not shayach sheyaseh kein, that it happened to him. It's sheyaseh, not sheyaseh. Sheyaseh, that it happened to him. So you can't fill in the blank. Ein din prutzo, ein din snuos. I'm just going to write the ein din prutzos. You cannot, the reason why it's aimed in prutzo is because you can't say the takan, it's a lo shchiach. You can't get the words out of your mouth. At least by the tznuos, you know, they're going to say to themselves he was an onus, but they're not going to say it's an onus that's uncommon. In this prutzos, it doesn't fit as well. What you have to say is that we don't make a takana on this, in this concept that maybe he was an onus lo shchiach at all. That's why you can't say it, okay? It's a little smoother with the tznuos, you follow what I'm saying? Because the prutzos are saying, anyway, it's not an onus. You know what I mean? You just can't get the words out of your mouth because in the prutzos, the metzius is, he was an onus. But if it was an onus lo shchiach klal, that's uncommon. We don't say it. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead. Second level, the other polar.
The onus to shchiach, kegon ha'id paske mibra. So in that case, I feel like the amre in onus, di ba'le lasmiyei.
Oh, but an onus that's very common, like the boat not being there, even if you paskin yesh onus begitten, like the second lashon. So let's write down, that's number one, guys. Number two, the other polar, onus to shchiach. Evan agrees that it's a get. Even the mod number holds yesh onus begitten, onus to shchiach. We paskin it's a get. He should have known about it and he didn't do it. Okay? So even if you hold the Yeshonos begitten, hear what they're going to agree it's a get. So then what's the Nakudas of Machlokes between the two Lashonos? In order to have a Machlokes, you have to have a case where they argue. These are the two polars. So where's three? Let's write three up here. This is one, two. Where's three? Where's the case where they argue? Go ahead. If it's shriach v'lo shriach, I mean it's a little bit common. Baha pligi, go ahead.
Baha pligi chelishne derava.
Excellent. Very good. Mixa shriach. Excellent, Kibi. Mixa shriach is a get because of ain onus begitten. And that's where they argue. So that's how Tulsa says in Lamaisa, these three levels. And the Pashas is most we've shown him agree to this, that there are three levels. If it's very uncommon, everyone agrees it won't be a get. Even the minor ain onus begitten. There'll be motivation on his begin. If it's totally common, then you should have made the Tanai and he didn't. Everyone agrees it's a get. Even the Malam Reyesh on his begin will be Moda Ain on his begin, it's a get. Machlokas is when it's Miksha Shchiach, and we Paskin Ain on his begin. But that's the Nakuda, that's the Pliki Trey Lishni. Okay? Oh. Now, I want to bring out the following. If I ask you, let's get it, guys. If I ask you, Onish de Shriach, why is it not a get? I'm sorry. Onish de Shriach, why is it a get? Because you should have made it tonight. Excellent. Onish de Lo Shriach Klau, why is it not a get? He didn't have it in mind. So if he didn't have it in mind, it would happen. It's not a get. Okay. And what about the case where they argue? Why do we paskin in onus begitten, where it's sometimes common?
Probably should have had it in mind.
No. I mean, I'm not going to say no because you are half right, Mayor Simcha. Does everyone follow my question? Why do we paskin when it's sometimes common, ain't onus begitten? Why do we paskin, ain't onus begitten, that it's a get in this case? Why? Mayor Simcha says you should have been maskin. Okay. Who agrees with you? The Shulchan Aruch. Let's get it down. The Shulchan Aruch paskins. Allah Kalam said, I'll tell you why I say no. Okay. But the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph says exactly like Meir Simcha, and at the end of the piece he says exactly Lo As Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph Lo Asik Adaiti Las Nosalav Mavachla Gedis Gukul Yavim. He didn't have it in mind that an onus that was uncommon and the lion's going to eat him is going to happen or house fell on him. He said Imlo Mikani. He says Imlo Bati, and then an onus Lo Shriach happened, so it's not a get. The Mechaber Paskins. Because he shouldn't know what, because lo solik adaite. Mechaber paskins. In the case, again, let's get the psak halach. Okay? Let's get the psak halach. The Mechaber says, halach lamaisa, exactly like Meir Simcha said, by a common occurrence, he should have made the what? He should have made the tanah. Okay? But the Mechaber also says it by this case, too. Meir Simcha. The Mechaber says by Miksa Shchiach, he also says that what? That it's a get because of what? He should have made what? He should have Hayat Tzarich Lasos Tanai. He should have made the Tanai. Okay? That's what the Mechaber says Beferish. Okay? He says Beferish this din. That's what the Mechaber says. Iyu de nafse de nafshe. Like the case of Paskim Ibro. That's what the Mechaber says. Halach lemaisa. He says an onus lo shia klal he shouldn't have thought of. So therefore it's not a get. But all the other cases he said he should have what? Basically the Mechaber is saying asika daite. You follow what I'm saying? So again, the Mechaber says an amazing thing. The Mechaber says, Beferish, that the reason why this is what, this case is a get, Mikshah Shriyev, is because he should have made the Tanai. What did our Gemara say? Why is Ein Onus Begitten in the regular case, where it's Mikshah Shriyev, Avim Lo Bati? What do you say, Yasi? Because of what? Because of Tznuos and Prutzos. asks the base mayor, or the machabris, making up his own reason. He's not saying like Taisus. That's the base mayor's kasha. The base mayor asks on the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says, ain't on his beginnings based on snus and prutzos. It's not based on the fact you should have made a t'nai. You follow what I'm saying? Kibi, you follow what I'm saying? The Shulchan Aruch moves away from the din of snus and prutzos. He moves away from it. That's what the Gemara said to Feirish. What was the maskana of the first lashon? Ella svarim inafshe kamar snus and prutzos. Ain't on his beginnings. Right? Didn't say because he should have made the t'nai. It only said that by what? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, unsa de shchich is mafsa de nafshe. But an onus that shchich ve'en o shchich, mix a shchich, the Gemara said because of prutzos or snuos. That's why he onus begin. Why does the Mechaber make it as if it's an issue of what he should have made the t'nai? By an onus that's not common at all, he couldn't have made the t'nai. Lo asik adaiti. But all the other ones are asik adaiti. That's the way he says it. That's the way it seems from the Makabra. It's all an issue of asik adaite. He said it beferish on the other way. Lo asik adaite when it's onus l'shir klal. That implies by the one that's the other two, it's because of asik adaite.
Why? The Gemara says it like that also.
Okay. Okay. He doesn't. I grant you he doesn't say it beferish, but that's what the base mayor seemed to say.
But the Gemara says it like that also, no?
No, the Gemara never said about onus l'shir klal that it was lo asik adaite. The fact that the Makabra said it like that seems to imply that's the whole issue. That's the way the base mayor understood. And the base mayor asks, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara said because of Takanas Prutzos Asnuos. You hear that, Kasha? That's the way the base mayor understood. Okay? It's a very plausible way of saying it. That's the way the base mayor understood Pshat. Okay? Everyone got that, Kasha? Ella, you got it? The reason why Enonis Begitten is a get by the Kesemitra is because of Takanas Prutzos Asnuos, not because he should have made it tonight. That's the way you understood the Mechaber, because the Mechaber said by onus lo shchiach klal because he should have made the t'nai. He didn't, I mean, lo asik, he didn't know. Master the other two where he knows and he didn't. Okay? So what's the teretz? He says an amazing pshat. The base mayor says an amazing pshat. I hinted to it before last week. What was the Rashi's pshat in our whole Gemara by Afkinu? What'd you say? It was a fake out. Because since he knew the Chum could do all this, he gave the get B'Lev Shalom. He wants to say that's what the Shulchan Aruch held. The Shulchan Aruch held that Takanas Prutzos Asnuos was what the guy was thinking. It was what the guy was thinking. Takanas Prutzos Asnuos is to be mazmer what the guy was thinking. But at the end of the day, Halacha L'maisa, he was Gomer Das that if an onus would happen, he would have the get Chal. And therefore, in the case of a lion eating him, he never thought about that. So therefore, it's not a get in that case. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. By a common onus and a sometimes common thing, that was, he had in mind that that could happen, and if he doesn't show up because of that, it should be a get. Halacha l'maisa. And that is the pshat. Don't tell me the Shulchan Aruch is against the Gemara, because the Shulchan Aruch read the Gemara like the Rashba, that it wasn't really because of snus and prutzos. Snus and prutzos was what the guy was thinking. That was Mazda, why the Chazal had the ability to uproot the Kedushin. But in the end of the day, the reason why it's a good get by Enonis Begitten is because why? He should have made it tonight. That if he can't come as an Onus, he doesn't want it to be a get. Since he didn't do that, it's a get no matter what. Unless it's an Onus L'Shchiach Klal. That's how the base mayor wants to say a Teich, no? Isn't that amazing? Please get that down. So that novel way of reading the Gemara of the Rashba, which we thought it was like really radical, which it is, the base mayor wants to say the Mechaber holds like Ladina. The Mechaber holds it like Ladina. Do you follow what I'm saying? And this answers the kasha. You remember we had from the Chassam Sofer? He asked, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say explicitly that if a guy makes a Tanai, if he's Yenas, the get's not Chal? Remember he said that? If he makes a Tanai Behedi, that he's an onus, he doesn't want the get to be Chal, the get's not Chal? Why not? Remember we said there's Takanas Prutzos Asnuos in that case? What's the answer? The answer is, according to the base mayor, the halacha is not because of Prutzos Asnuos. That was just what the guy was thinking. The halacha is because he should have made the Tanai. And therefore, if he makes an explicit Tanai that he doesn't want the get to be Chal because of an onus, it shouldn't be Chal. Remember we had that kasha that the Chassam Sofer said, take the Takanas Prutzos Asnuos to the degree, to the nth degree. And even if he makes a Tanai, that it shouldn't be chal if there's an onus, but you still have to kanas prusus, so let it be a get. In a sense, against his will. The Torah says that's not the reason why it's against Nusapurus. That's what the guy was thinking to make it a Blav Sholin. The real reason why it's a get is because he should have made the Tanai, and he didn't make the Tanai. But in a case where he says it explicitly, he doesn't want it to be Chal. It shouldn't be Chal. And that's what the Mechaber paskins. The Mechaber said that Ladina, we said. Simen Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. He says explicitly he doesn't want it to be Chal, then it's not Chal.
This man is a beautiful stickle tire in there.
Yeah, the Chassam Sofer we had said, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Why does Shulchan Aruch insist that if a guy makes a Tanai, if a person makes a Tanai Lamaisa, if a person makes a Tanai that what?